You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, my gosh, I can't take it anymore. I've been fighting for this for all these months, and now it appears to be at hand. Nikki Freed has been declared the winner for Democratic Agriculture and Consumer Affairs Commission. I got to tell you, the NRA is now on notice. Florida is not owned by the gun lobby. Florida is owned by the people. High five. Nikki was supposed to be on with us today, but she's a little busy making sure the deal gets closed. But we've got a great replacement. We've got my friend Eric Rapkin. I'm going to give a shout out to Eric's wife, Mindy. Why? Because Mindy knows me from college only as a friend. Only as a friend. And Mindy knows how much this means to me because she saw me campaigning at student body for student body treasurer just the way Nikki did. We got our start at the same place. Oh, man. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's a propitious day. It's tough to find good stuff to say.
It's a tough day. I was going to recommend decaf, but I think...
I'm doing a Gatorade.
Nothing that's going to shut you down.
No, nothing shut me down today.
You deserve it.
Oh, man, I'm just loving life.
Good for you. Well, thanks for having me on. It's great to be here. Thanks for coming to the event we're hosting here for the UF Real Estate Program. As you know, my colleague, Rich Beasold, who's the immediate former chair of our real estate department, is on that board with many people. And it's a really, really terrific group. The keynote speaker tonight, long time client friend, Armando Codina. So I got to say hello to him a little while ago, and I'm just thrilled to be on your show. Great to be here. Congratulations to Nikki.
Oh, my gosh!
I know for all these months how hard you work, because I see you at real estate events. We're in touch, and you've had the button on forever.
The button's ruined a bunch of T-shirts. It doesn't matter. I don't care.
And it's just terrific.
Thank you so much.
And we're always happy to host you at our beautiful offices here at Brickell City Center. Ackerman, for people who might not know, we're a national law firm of almost 750 lawyers. Certainly full service, covering not just real estate, but every practice area that you can imagine. We're what's called an Am Law 100 firm, which are among the top grossing firms in the country. So while it's a large firm, we really do pride ourselves on client service and local knowledge, as well as our national group. For real estate in particular, I'm privileged enough to follow two amazing real estate chairs. So Rich Beasold was right before me. The chair before Rich was Andrew Smullyan,
my good friend Andrew Smullyan.
Andrew Smullyan.
Okay, thank you.
When Andrew became the chair of our firm overall, Rich became the chair of real estate. He did that for 10 years, long time. And then just earlier this year, I was really flattered and thrilled to have been asked to take over for Rich. So currently we have somewhere in the 130-something real estate lawyers all over the country.
I want to ask you something. I want to say something. So really what I want to do is I want to say the reason that people use Ackerman Center is because you get things done.
Yes, we are definitely deal people. We don't pride ourselves on just writing documents to write documents, negotiating documents to just keep negotiating. We and this is what we hear all the time from clients. We really do understand the business behind the transaction, and so we know how to get them done.
So how long have you been doing real estate transaction law? I know we've been friends for 25-plus years, and I know you've been a top guy in town for at least
that
long.
Yeah, I'm practicing over 32 years. Almost 17 with Ackerman. When I started with Ackerman, it really was just a firm only in Florida.
Yeah, it was like when I first found out about Ackerman, it was like Sunbank's attorneys.
So it's interesting because the firm itself is almost 100 years old. I think next year is the 100th anniversary.
I saw that guy in the corner office.
Yes. Yes, we haven't stopped. I've been here for years. But for a firm that's almost 100 years old, so having that long, long time stability and real, real roots in the state, but we have expanded over these years to be a national firm. And our real estate group, we have lawyers in almost all of our 25 offices in real estate. We have really strong transactional practices of sales and acquisitions, finance, leasing, the real traditional real estate transactions. But in addition to that, one of the things that really differentiates us nationally is our fantastic land use practice, which, as you know, Meese & Kasdan, Spencer Foley, Steve Wernick here in Miami, absolutely one of the top practices in town. But in addition, we probably have one of the largest land use groups in New York City.
I was going to say that. Your New York guys, when I meet them, are so impressive.
Yeah.
And to be able to have them on speed dial is like money in the bank.
Yes, it's absolutely incredible what's going on in New York City. So in addition to our transactional real estate people, a land use group doing unbelievable transactions all over the boroughs.
It's fabulous.
It really is. In Chicago, we have the real deal, no BS, go-to land use group in Chicago. Jack George's group is famous in Chicago, and we were lucky enough. It's now probably just under 2 years ago that they joined us, and it's just an incredible team of lawyers. And, in fact, Jack, I think he was formerly Mayor Daley's law partner all those years ago, but still totally engaged, totally involved in the practice, every day out there at hearings, and his team is probably the most well-respected and well-known land use group in Chicago. We also have land use in Los Angeles.
Wow. That's not easy.
No. And so we really do pride ourselves on this full-service, soup-to-nuts real estate expertise all over the country.
Now, I wanted to get to where you've been today. You spent the whole day at the International Council of Shopping Centers event in Broward County, so you've got a real good feel about what's going on in retail. A lot of people are all afraid of retail. I really think that retail is going to come back into its own. We're almost at the golden age of what I call paycheck retail. But what are they talking about there, Eric?
You know, very, very exciting stuff. So in addition to, because I don't have enough to do, I'm also honored to serve as the ICSC Florida State Director. So
big shot. I didn't know.
Yes. I started right after Las Vegas is when, you know, the position changed. So I took over for Brad Peterson.
Well, that's great.
Who served his 3 years. So, yes. And we have a fantastic leadership group in Florida. As you know, the Orlando Conference every August is a smashing success this year.
Oh, yeah.
And the South Florida Gift Exchange, which we just had today, I don't know the exact number, but I know there were just under 600 pre-registered, and so probably with walk-ins at the door, well over 600. High, high energy. Everyone's optimistic. You know, the possible speed bumps of higher interest rates that people are talking about, it's definitely out there, but still the optimism is palpable.
Yeah, but the reality is interest rates are really low. If your deal can't work at a normal interest rate, you probably shouldn't be doing it anyway.
Listen,
Wanda, I got a lot more to talk about with Eric here. Why don't we go to a quick break right now, then we'll be back with Wanda, and I will continue to try to keep myself contained as the Facebook lights up with the congratulations about Nikki Fried. It's still in recount, and so I'm not fully releasing myself yet, but I'm getting close. Wanda, take it away.